This is a replay of the Wednesday night, December 18th WGN show. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend tonight, a whole show, so whatever's on your mind absolutely will be on mine, providing, of course, it has absolutely no significant value whatsoever. But if it's for a good time had by all, or at least in this case, a surprising time had by all, we're for it. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I should mention it is still the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. No, I don't hate the holidays, but for so many people who are just fed up to hear with forced frivolity, shall we say. Had to clean that up a moment. Yes, forced frivolity. This is your safe haven, and it's perfectly fine to not like the holidays, be depressed on the holidays, or otherwise not be having a ho-ho-ho time. So it's ho-ho-hell-no or ho-ho-hum to you. This is the place for you. And we meet on weeknights, normally from 10 to 1 Central, unless sports preempt us. That'll do that tomorrow night. We'll be an hour late, thanks to the Blackhawks. So what else? Well, not too happy about your guilty pleasures poll. Now, this is a listener requested thing. I didn't come up with this on my own. Mine was the world's worst hit records, which of course we've been doing for well over 40 years. And I will tell you that the interesting thing about it is that in 40 years, some things just don't change. Although number one this year, which had been number one in 2021, 22, 2023, and now, strikingly strange because while it had made it before, it never made number one, was Having My Baby. But many of you asked, as had happened in previous years, for the flip side, a guilty pleasures vote. These are the songs that you absolutely love, but are mortified to admit you even like. And, you know, I play mine every year, Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka, so nobody can top that, really. Well, maybe you can. We've got a lot of votes. We got a problem. A lot of votes, and no more than 2 votes for any one song. So coming up with a top 10 is problematic at this point, so please, especially if you heard somebody else nominating it and you say, you know, I secretly like that too. Well, fess up. Remember, someone else has fessed up before you, so it shouldn't be too difficult. So do that no matter what we're talking about as often as possible. We were going to reveal the winners on the 23rd, but we're going to stop voting on the 23rd and reveal the the winners on the 26th, but the 26th is now a one-hour show. So thanks to the Blackhawks. Or no, thanks to the Bears. That's right, wrong animals. Bears. And therefore, we may pick New Year's Eve or something like that. I don't know. But you can still vote for as long as you want right now. I'll let you know when the cutoff happens. I know that's confusing, but bottom line is vote. 888-876-5593. All right, now what I was saying about the law of unintended consequences. Usually when somebody raises that, there's quite the story. Invariably, it's not pretty. Yeah, sometimes very funny, but not pretty. Well, in this case, it actually is a good thing, and actually a better thing than what gave rise to it. And what we're talking about is weight loss drugs. As you know, the Ozempics of the world are just a craze. And we hear all about the side effects and the untoward things that have happened to untold people, and that doesn't stop a lot of people from going to the doctor and saying, I want Ozempic. All right, so what is the unintended consequence? The wave of long-ignored diagnoses. When you want Ozempic, you bottom line have to go to the doctor, and most likely he's going to examine you to some degree or other before he writes the drug, which could put him in an inch of losing his medical license otherwise. And so as doctors are examining patients, even cursory examinations, they're making some discoveries like cardiovascular disease, and in further investigations, sleep apnea. And there was a poll, of course, an analysis by Truvita. Truvita is a health data firm, of course. So since they're a health data firm, they love to play with numbers, and they analyzed thousands of electronic patient records between 2020 and 2024 and found there was a noticeable bump in first-time diagnoses of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and sleep apnea just days after a patient started a prescription of a weight loss drug. And these Ozempics are, the class of drugs is a GLP-1. So within days of filling that prescription for a GLP-1, suddenly they are diagnosed with, like I say, diabetes 2, cardiovascular, sleep apnea, and of course, the weight loss drug manufacturers want insurance companies to cover them, and in many cases they don't. In some cases they do. There's a stronger Ozempic coming for those really willing to risk their lives. That'll be CagriSema, and that's Novo Nordisk. And other than Ozempic right now, Wegovy and Zepbound are, I think, the three GLP-1s that are available to you. But soon, CagriSema. I guess it has gotten approval, though I don't know that yet. But Reuters, in partner with Truvita, interviewed a number of patients and physicians who said that a lot of overweight patients seeking treatments for GLP-1s are hesitant to go to a doctor for routine tests for years due to stigma, due to bias that they encounter for being so overweight. Of course, in other cases, it's due to the fact that if they don't have insurance, and by the way, if they don't have insurance, they're a little bit harder to track in this particular survey. But I'm sure there are a subset of people who fall into that condition. Well, anyway, once they go to a doctor seeking this prescription, the patients also end up with a diagnosis they weren't expecting, often related to obesity. Diabetes 2, clearly there's a connection, as well as cardiovascular disease, and sleep apnea as well, as far as obstructive sleep apnea, not so for central, but for obstructive, yes. And so what Truvita found was for every 1,000 patients with a first-time GLP-1 prescription in 2024, 42 ended up diagnosed with type 2 diabetes within 15 days. And by the way, that's a one-third jump of the usual numbers. During the same period, the number of sleep apnea doses per 1,000 patients rose to 11 from 8. The number of cardiovascular disease diagnoses jumped from 13 to 15. And so not huge, but statistically significant, as they say. And that is the deal with weight loss drugs. Even a medical device maker attributed their revenue growth this year in part due to GLP-1 drugs. It's ResMed, which sells sleep apnea devices, said their revenue rose 11% during the fiscal year. A lot more patients. Well, how about that? So GLP-1 bringing people into primary care like never before, But again, I guess that's the good side. You should know what you got going on in your body. The bad side is take a long look at these side effects before deciding. Yeah, there are probably better ways, because for every success story you hear, and there's a lot of them, particularly celebrities and the like, there are some medical horror stories on this as well. Yeah, sadly, weight loss schemes have been responsible for a lot of people developing some very serious health conditions. So think twice. But it's interesting nonetheless. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Oh, good. I plead for votes and I get some. Sherry in Romeoville. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm fine. This is Sherry.
Yeah.
And I've got a whole bunch of
guilty pleasures. Good.
I'm really ashamed to say I like these.
Perfect.
Okay. The first group are gloom and doom songs that I just love.
Okay.
Like Teen Angel.
Okay.
Tell Laura I love her.
Uh-huh.
Last Kiss, Honey, and Leader of the Pack.
All right. Very, very fine. And now, I'm surprised you didn't add Lori to the list, because that's the only one where she comes back from the dead.
Oh, I guess I missed that one.
Oh, geez. Well, I'll play it for you later. You can tell me if you like it. All right, go on.
Okay. Then I have the sappy songs that I like.
Okay.
Roses are red, my love.
All right. Violets are blue. Yes, okay.
Yes, Bobby Benton. Uh-huh. Watching Scotty Grow.
Uh-huh.
And The Men in My Little Girl's Life.
Oh, my God, Mike Douglas. Okay, very good. You're the only one who's ever admitted that. I love this, yes.
Then I have the Unusual Voices ones.
Uh-oh.
Like Angel Baby.
Yes,
Rosie.
Yes, and the originals. Yes, Rosie Hamblin. That's unusual, right?
Yes. And then A Thousand Stars in the Sky.
Kathy Young and the Innocents.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Norman.
Oh, yes, of course. We love her. And Sue
yes.
Thompson. Yes, Sue Thompson,
who also
did James Hold the Ladder Steady and many more.
Yes. And that's my list for tonight.
That's a swell list. I love it. I'm so glad you called. Keep listening, because at some point I'll play, probably next hour, I'll play Lori for you, and you can tell me if it fits in your death songs.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, sounds
appreciate
good,
it.
Raleigh. Thank
all right.
you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so, of course, I won't get to play the ending, but I know all the words, so I'll just have to recite them after we play the beginning anyway, yeah. And then, of course, there's Death of an Angel, but you have to be as old as I am to remember that. Yeah, it caused quite the furor in 1955. It got banned, and that's the best thing to happen to a record, of course. Yeah, it's inexplicable why Louie Louie would be popular, but then when you realize it was banned and questioned by the FBI, suddenly it makes some sense. All right, we're going to get to Cindy and her story, Marlo and in Missouri, who's going to give us some votes. All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Woke up this morning, yeah. I was lonely and blue. Looked in the mirror one time, and I knew what I had to do. Gonna catch the crosstown train and see my baby tonight. She'll ease my aches and pains. She knows how to make me feel all right. I'm gonna walk down that street. Knock three times on the door. Said Sam Hawkins out here, baby. We gotta do the thing once more. She'll take one look at me, and she'll know something's wrong. She'll say, hold on, baby.
Hold on, baby.
It won't be long now.
Hold on, baby.
She'll put her cigarette out and give me that little smile. She'll put a stack of reds on. Ain't be a slow one in the pile. Then she'll roll back that red rug and kick off her shoes. Yeah. come here, baby.
Come on, baby.
Oh, we're gonna dance away your blues.
Come on, baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Sam Hawkins, Hold On, Baby. Blue Cat. Yeah, normally we think about Blue Cat as a girl group R&B label that Lieber and Stoller had most of the action on. Well, and ownership, of course, with Goldner. And that's why they gave it back to him for a dollar. But that's another story. But here's the deal. Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich wrote it, and Jeff Berry produced it, and Artie Butler arranged it. And a fine song it was. Sam Hawkins. And it was Evelyn in Michigan who requested three, count them, three tonight. And that was one of them, Hold On Baby. And she'll hear the others as well. Good taste, Evelyn. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, we're going to defer to votes for a minute, so don't go away, Cindy. Stay where you are. But Marlo in Missouri, got something to add to the list?
Well, no, I think that both of these have already been nominated.
No, that's so what we want. No, you see, that's it. Yeah.
Afternoon Delight.
All good.
And do you like Pina Coladas?
Oh, Escape, yes.
And have you had any Beach Boys?
Let me see.
Do you know?
Well, I can find that out, because Carol is so good at this. Carol, the world's best show prep.
I know.
And
I don't know her, but I'm amazed by her talents nonetheless.
Oh yeah, and by the way, world's best female jock ever. And first time I heard her, she was in Fort Wayne. It was her first job out of college. And it's 1976. They hired her at WoWo. First gig out of college. I heard her one night, and I said, that's it. I hang up my headphones. I could do this forever, and I won't sound this good. And it absolutely was the truth. And, you know, then she was, of course, for years, she was number one in New York on Kiss and a couple other stations. And she was KYA in San Francisco. But she has this wonderful anal side to her where she gives me flow charts. And, you know, with me, you can't find anything in here. You know, there's no.
Yeah. Sometimes you sound like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
No, absolutely.
When you have to fall off your chair to find something,
well,
that's always entertaining.
Yeah, I do fall off the chair a lot. That's why I am very, very glad this is not television, because that would be very, very ugly. But radio, I can usually get away for it, even if I'm leaning and holding onto the desk. But now I got to find this thing because she did it today, so I should have it. I should have it right on top. But see, here she does it. I can't even find it in email. Wait, let me search it another way.
You know, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
And so we listened to KNBR and stuff
that.
But there was one guy named Gene somebody, and his parting line every night was, put on the coffee bubbles, I'm coming home.
Yep.
I can't remember his last name. I keep thinking about it. I can't. Someday it'll pop into my
Gene
head.
Gene Nelson. Gene Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Emperor, yeah. Gene Nelson.
There you go. And you could send and get a little card,
yep,
that you belong to the,
yep,
club. And yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. He was at WKBW before he went to KYA. And he wound up leaving radio in his 50s for retirement. But then he went to Hawaii and actually returned for a couple of gigs. But yeah, Gene Nelson. He was on KSFO for a while as well.
That's the one I listened to, was KSFO.
Oh, well, with KSFO, man, my favorite was the morning guy and Don Sherwood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he and his wife was with him.
Yes, yes. Well, the last...
Yeah.
The latter wife, yes. But yeah, and yes. Every now and then, my all-time Chicago favorite jock, Dan Sorkin, would fill in. And that was when they did the Save Rose Bimler campaign, which was hilarious. So yes, I remember all of that very well. You know, those morning guys, as I've said many times, on MOR stations were so hip. I mean, everybody thought it was the top 40 jocks who had it going on. They didn't hold a candle to these guys. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I got the news. Stay right where you are. And meanwhile, I'll find the Excel file Carol sent and find out about the Beach Boys. Don't go away.
It's a deal.
All right. Okay. So what's going on in the news on WGN Radio?
I
I'm Raleigh James. That is a perfect record. Yeah, and Evelyn wanted that one too. And I Really Love You was interesting. It was written by Jimmy Bishop, who was a soul jock in Philly, and Kenny Gamble, a very young Kenny Gamble, 1961. And it was a Gamble and Huff production, and that was interesting because that was 65. But interesting, Jimmy Bishop had a little record label, Arctic, and there weren't too many people on it. Barbara Mason, I think, and the Ambassadors. And in 1969, the Ambassadors came out with it as well. And I don't know if Evelyn's ever heard the Ambassadors version, so we'll play that one next. Now we are talking with Marlo. From Missouri, and where was it here? I was proving that I'm a pack rat while you were talking about Gene Nelson. You might not remember this because this is when he was on KYA before he went to KSFO, but he used to give away $1 million bills, and the beautiful money is good only in Nelson's empire. 1 million lean Gene Greens, Colonel Splendid, treasurer. So, yeah.
Don't tell me you have one.
I do. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, my gosh. And I was thinking Don Sherwood's wife was named, like, Rona, and she was always riding a scooter around. It was wild. Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress.
There was a book about Don Sherwood that was just great. It came out in the 80s, and actually it was the wife of his traffic guy who wrote it. And they sent it to me, and it was a great book. Yeah, I had them on the air plugging the book, but I'm trying to think about. So it's probably, I'll try to find out the name of it, because probably it's, you know, on Amazon for a dollar or something, and that
terrific. You're right about the morning jocks. They could talk about nothing and everything, and some things important and some things not, and they just, you sailed through those 4 hours or whatever they were on and never really gave it much thought. But boy, that's a skill.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of them were World War II guys. And like I say, off the air, they were the hippest things in the room. You'd never know that they had this M.O.R. persona. And that's why I laughed every time somebody would talk about how hip a top 40 jerk was. And you ain't seen nothing. Yeah. So, there were all sorts of stories. I remember the story when, oh, God, this is like 2004, so this is late. I'm trying to think of it. I will. But there was, anyway, there were all sorts of untoward stories about him, which made him wonderful, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. I just loved him. And, which is interesting. Don was born in San Francisco, so you don't find too many natives.
A hometown boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Wow. And way back when, you know, he was at KFRC. Now this is like 1944, so he was 19 years old. And, you know, he wound up on KQW, which we knew as KCBS, of course. And then he was in Oakland, and then he was at KYA in 56, and then went to KSFO in 57 and stayed there through 69. So it was a nice run. And KSFO was one of those Gene Autry stations, just classy as hell. You know, Hap Harper.
Yeah.
Hap Harper was the guy, the traffic guy. Hap Harper.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yes.
And it was his wife who wrote the book. And
wrote the book about Don and Rona or whatever her name was.
And I remember one day on Hap Harper, Bill Dana was doing the traffic reports from his plane. And it's just hilarious. I thought he was wonderful. But okay, so now I got the Excel file like I thought. Carol now has it by artist and by title and the final votes and everything. Well, I hate to say it. Not only do we not have any Beatles, well, I was going to say Beatles, we don't have those, but any Beach Boys votes. No Beach Boys, no Beatles, and all I can figure is people aren't embarrassed. Now, if it were me, I'd be very embarrassed on some of these records. But
well, you know, I'd like to give you a Beach Boys song, but I feel like that lady that had this, that has the sick cat and her cousin lives with her and the men are always looking at her and I can't remember.
Oh, that's Cindy. She's on next.
Cindy, okay. Well, Cindy tells you I have a request and then she doesn't know the name of the song. And that's like me. I feel just like Cindy right now because I know it's Aruba, Bahamas.
Yes. That's an 80s song.
Whatever that Beach Boy song is, I really like it, but it's so dumb, and people say, "Well, that's a stupid song."
Yeah, it's
called. It's very clever.
It's called Kokomo.
There you go. Okay, good.
Yeah. Aruba, Bahama, Jamaica, Kokomo.
When you talk to Cindy, tell her she now has a spirit sister because I struggle the same way she does.
Well, I'm sure she just heard you. All right, good deal. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, dear.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And that takes us to Cindy in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, that's too funny. I just was trying to remember the name of the girl. They have had a documentary, it was Sunday night on PBS, about that young singer from the 50s who had a contracts at, 11 years old or whatever. I can't remember her name. And she was real nice, and, you know, I just caught the last 10 minutes of it because I fell asleep. And I was going to call, that reminds me, I was going to call the library and find out when it's going to be on again. What is her name?
Well,
the girl.
All right. See, I didn't watch the documentary.
She's white.
When was she a hit?
In the 50s.
And 50s. Do you have any idea what song she sang?
I can't. I mean, I'm drawing a complete blank.
Do you know when the documentary was on?
I think Sunday night on PBS in Chicago, Sunday or Monday.
Well, which was
Sunday.
It?
What?
Which was it, Sunday or Monday?
Sunday, I'm sure.
All right, let's see what we can find out.
I want to. She's really nice. She said, you know, she's not. She said, you know, she's not full of her. They said she's not. She's still living. She's not full
well,
of
Well, obviously
herself.
She's still living. She's on the documentary. I'd be much more interested if she was on the documentary and not living. All right, so let's see what we can do. See, what I'm hoping is I'll find a channel lineup somewhere.
Mike couldn't remember it either. It was
well, I'll never remember it. I don't watch PBS, but all right, or anything else. But let's see what we can find out.
I know.
PBS TV schedule, a complete listing of every, absolutely, over the next 2 weeks. No, I don't want to know the next 2 weeks. I want to know the past 2 weeks. All right, don't do this to me. All right, well, maybe if I go to Sunday, it will at least tell me what the name of this show is that the documentary
it's
thing is.
It's not Little Eva. And I keep thinking, Patsy Cline is a grown adult.
Well, Little Eva's not white. Oh, yes, anybody who sang in the 50s is a grown adult, assuming they're alive. This is true. But let's see. All right, so.
She was a little girl.
Well, obviously. How little?
Well, like she was 11 when she had contracts.
No, it wasn't Patience and Prudence. They were about 11, but there were two of them. All right, so let's see who else would have been about 11. All right, kid singers in the 50s. Let's see what we get. I don't know.
She was white.
Oh yeah, right. That's why I said it's not Little Eva. All right, so
yeah.
Yeah, and she's obviously not a teen idol. I don't care about that either.
It's probably Brenda Lee.
No, it couldn't be Brenda
Lee. Brenda Lee!
You're right. I never thought she'd say that, because who the hell doesn't know Brenda Lee? All right, yes, Brenda Lee. Yes, okay, she's lovely.
I want to, you know, when I can't remember something, I'll go down the whole alphabet. I'm like A, B, C, and I couldn't for the life of me.
Yeah, well, Brenda Lee is about as big as it gets.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean. I just
and she is absolutely still around. I thought you were going to be referring to somebody who had one or two records and just faded into obscurity.
No.
Yes. Well, anyway,
and it's a whole guy. I want to see that. It looked really good.
Yeah.
But then anyhow, the reason I had called is because, you know, like my cousin and I are like, you know, he'll tell me what he heard on the news about AI, something real goofy, but you know. I don't know what, you know, I don't know. I think AI is going to, like, be used after, you know, like I'm in my early 60s. After you and I and the rest of us are,
of
you know.
Of course you will. It'll be big. It'll be bigger. It'll be perfected. And wait until you see the scams. You think you got scams with AI now? Whoa, boy. Hold on to your hats. Yes.
But then what happened was Mike told me today that somebody with AI invented a massage a massage table with a robot to massage your back. And this was on WGN, I think, this weekend or sometime. He saw it on a news, like a financial news show on Channel 9. And the AI.
It's probably Aescape, AESCAPE, Aescape. And it's the world's most advanced robotic table. All right.
And it crushed someone's brain.
What? Oh, God. Well, that's not good for
PR. Yeah, I don't know if it's true. I mean, that's what Mike told me. I mean, he's pretty.
Well, there's always something. I mean, I remember when CDs first came out, someone claimed that the laser inside went berserk and killed a family of four. So it didn't, by the way. But so you just never know.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. But then Mike said to me that
what's going to happen is we've been disconnected. What? Cindy inadvertently hit 2,600 cycles? Well, it wouldn't matter anymore. All right. You there, Cindy?
Did I put you on mute?
I don't know what you did, but you went away.
But anyhow, Mike said that the AI is going to enslave the human race to pick vegetables in the field and clean sewers.
Well, you know, if you're worried about what computers are going to do, I refer you back to 2001, and that's been 50 years ago now or more. All right. Well, always good to talk to you. Glad you found out it was Brenda Lee, and that show is going to be they were just having a thing on this. At 80, Brenda Lee is rocking around PBS and the top of the charts, and there's a whole story about her. Apparently, the deal is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree came back on the Billboard Hot 100 and made number one for the first time ever. This is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That and Jingle Bell Rock were probably the two biggest rock and roll Christmas songs ever. And she didn't write it. Too bad. But anyhow, that's the deal. It's back. Now, I'd go for Bobby Helms any day, and he got screwed out of all the writing credits. All right.
Well, I saw the end of it, and she said, well, it was all the musicians and the people who wrote the songs.
Of course.
And they lived a little girl. I mean, she wasn't, you know, like, full of herself. She was, like, real humble.
Right. Well, and she had a great voice, but you can't do anything without a tremendous producer. That's really the key. And, of course, the studio musicians are a big part of it. So, yes, indeed. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
So, yes, it's a whole feature on PBS. I don't know if they're running it again, but they've got things online should you want to see it. All right, if you listen to the show, the one thing I know about you is that you are a radio lover. And so I know you're aware of the Sea Crane Company. What, you're not? All right, here's the deal. Bob Crane years ago was as disgusted with the state of radios on the market. You know, this is many, many years ago, decades ago, when really by that time, reception was just lousy. Gone were the days of the Royal 265s and great radios. You know, they're just awful. And he said, well, I can do better than this. And he did. And from that desire grew an entire company. And now the one thing all of his radios have in common is they have tremendous reception, AM and FM. But all of them have a number of other features, too. So if you're looking for a Christmas gift, whether it's for yourself or for someone else, yes, you want to give yourself a gift, fine. Actually, two-day shipping for just $19.99 this week, so that's a great deal. You can get it quickly. But the CC Radio 3, the almost everything radio, that's the radio that John keeps by his side of the bed. It's got the addition of Bluetooth, which he actually uses and loves that because the speaker is terrific. But even if you're just listening to radio, it's neat because it's got tremendous quality as well as the ability to receive just about everything. Audio quality for the spoken word sounds like the host is sitting right next to you. There's separate bass and treble controls, so whatever pitch you want, you can adjust it and immerse yourself in audio clarity. But like I say, the best part, great reception for AM and FM. In fact, I always say, here's the test. Take your average AM radio, anything you got, put it next to the CC Radio 3, tune in a weak station, if you can, something that's barely coming in on your your test radio, and then tune in the same station on the CC Radio 3, and you will be impressed. It will sell itself. FM 2 as well as that. It's got emergency capabilities like NOAA weather and the 2-meter ham band. It runs on the included power cord or a set of batteries. In fact, it's really neat because those batteries will last like 170 hours. You can go online, read all about the CC Radio 3, and take yourself advantage of the 2-day shipping for $19.99. And if you can't go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, well, they've got the best customer service in the world, and you can call them, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. And they've got operators standing by, literally, who know what they're doing, and they'll answer all your questions. If you want them to mail you a hard copy of the catalog free of charge, they're happy to do that. If you want to place an order, they can take your order over the phone. Now, since some of you may be using it as a Christmas gift, satisfaction is guaranteed, the guarantee for that through February. So if you give it to somebody who somehow says, well, I don't really like it, I don't know who that person is. But if you find them, they'll take it back. It's just that simple. So the CC Radio 3 from the Sea Crane Company, ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. Well, okay, it's not Dee Dee Sharp, but I think they had a lot of fun recording that, and I liked it. 1969 on Arctic, I Really Love You. And we got one more request from Evelyn, which we'll play right after the news next hour. All right, so 888-876-5593. Laurie in Chicago's got some votes for us. All right, Laurie.
Hey, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Before I give you my guilty pleasures, I didn't get to tell John or ask John, who is on DOT or was on DOT? And people have the labels on the CDs as well as the vinyls?
Now you're saying DOT, who is on DOT Records? We'll be here all night.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, DOT Records was Randy Wood's label, and that's Randy of Randy's Record Shop in Gallatin, Tennessee. And so there is, you know, as far as a 45 discography of them, oh, God. You know, some of the early stuff, like we're talking like 1950, Johnny Maddox, they did a lot of that, and the Griffin Brothers. And let me think of people who were more Mac Wiseman, of course. Jimmy Rogers, The World I Used to Know, that was DOT. But of course, Pat Boone. But that was, you know, kind of a Randy Wood creation, and Mac Wiseman and Tommy Jackson, and you know, you're talking about literally like thousands of people were on DOT. All right, so that's sort of what we're talking about here. But anything you're thinking about particularly, where you're saying, "Oh, was that on DOT? I don't know how to do this." The Hilltoppers, Del Vikings. That would be DOT. The Del Vikings, of course, they were originally on Phoebe, but then they split. Sunny Night was on DOT. Billy Vaughn was on Dot, Tab Hunter, the Fontaine Sisters. Who else? I'll think about this. I mean, literally, Bonnie Guitar, you know, Sanford Clark, that was Dot, and, you know, Leroy Van Dyke. So a lot of country, but a lot of pop, and of course, you know, Randy was a you know, Nashville guy, basically. But there are a ton of things on Dot.
Wow, that is wonderful.
Well, I don't know if it's wonderful or not, but it certainly is. It was a very prolific label. And remember that Randy, as I had mentioned before, he was mentioned this many times, actually. He, with Randy's Record Shop, was the guy who was the sponsor for the WLAC R&B shows at night, the, you know, Rhythm and Blues. And they used to sell record packages, you know, like they'd call them like the Gut Bucket Record. It wasn't really, but you see what I mean. The Gut Bucket Record Package, you had 11 records. And the thing was, there's only one that you would have ever heard of. But so you get this package for, you know, $2.99 or whatever. And the deal was that you wound up three or four of them that you'd never heard of. You just loved them, as far as that goes. But Randy was making money hand over fist. But what he realized was that WLAC, which was doing this R&B from, you know, basically dusk to dawn all night, they wouldn't be caught dead playing it in the day. They would have keeled over before they didn't play any of this stuff. And so that's when Randy had thought, you know, what I need to do is find someone who would be appealing to the major market mass appeal stations. And that's how he got Pat Boone from Belmont College and thought, you know, he really looks it. And all those covers Pat Boone did, well, I'll tell you what, the originals were in those record packages that Randy was selling. So he, you know, he knew exactly what he was doing. And anyway, Dot was probably active until, if I had to guess, 74 maybe. And that was mostly Nashville then by that time. But before that, there was an awful lot of pop. Hang on a minute. It's time for the news. Don't go away. We'll come back in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Jeanette Baby Washington, Let Love Go By, 1965 on ABC, and she wrote it. Yeah, what a great record. I don't know why. It's absolutely a woulda, coulda, shoulda, and Evelyn and her good taste requested that, so there were the three. And I threw in the Ambassadors because that was a different version of I Really Love You. We will play Laurie. Yeah, strange things happen in the world. And see about that. But in the meantime, we are talking with Laurie, who asked about Dot Records. And like I say, I'd say 1974 was it. They were doing mostly country at the time. But they had a lot of good country acts, too. I mean, this label had a ton of good people.
Yeah, I can really imagine.
Yeah.
And what was that college you said that he went to? Because
Belmont.
I thought he
Belmont.
Went to Columbia.
No, Belmont in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was the place to go. If you were into music at all and you wanted to go to college, that was it. Now, Randy Woods sold the label in 68, and that's when Gulf and Western, Paramount / got it, and that's when they went to recording pretty much only country. So it was until 68, it was everything. And, it was Randy Wood and Gene Nobles, who was one of the guys, one of the night guys on WLAC, who played the R&B that they sold. You know, it was Hoss Allen, Autumn the Hoss Man, Gene Nobles, and John Ara. And, I remember I thought he was saying Ara like A-R-A. No, it was just R like Richburg. But, yeah, John Ara. And, so that was the deal. But, in the early years, it was just terrific because he was just, selling all that Randy's Record Shop, which was weird. Originally, it was just like a little corner of an appliance store. But these mail order things did so good that he decided he would make it just a record store. And then he purchased WHIN, 1010 AM, and formed Dot. And in fact, originally the record label was operated out of that broadcast. It was a daytimer, but it was a good little radio station. And, like I say, I mentioned Johnny Maddox because that was one of the first artists he recorded. But he recorded a ton of R&B, but also a lot of pop standards. And, good stuff. Yeah.
Was WLAC in Nashville?
Yes.
Or was it Chattanooga?
Yes. No, Nashville, 1510 AM. And, it was a 1B clear, so it had a tremendous signal at night. It covered the entire South. And back then, most of the radio stations that would cater to anything R&B in these little towns, Mississippi or whatever, even in the big towns, they were daytimers mostly, run down at sundown. So they'd sign off, and then WLAC would come in at night. And it would be, John Ara, Gene Nobles, and Hoss Allen, who were the big deals. And they were on from the 40s, as far as that goes. And they were older guys. Like, Gene Nobles was probably born in, 1910, 1913, in that area. He was born in Hope Springs in Arkansas, and he was a carnival barker. He was a bingo dealer, that kind of stuff. But, he got hired, along with John Ara and Hoss Allen, and Herman Grizzard was the other four. It was those four, Herman Grizzard. And, these guys were amazing. In fact, probably the first Chuck Berry record, the first Fats Domino record, the first Little Richard record, this is the guy who played them. And this was the first time they were really heard widely in the South. And so it was funny because I love Gene Nobles, but I've used his line more times than I can say, and I think it's safe enough to say on the radio now. But one of their sponsors was White Rose Petroleum Jelly. And Gene Nobles got on and said, 101 uses, and you know what that one is for. Keep a box in your glove box. You never know what might pop up. So the... the FCC had something to say about it, but I don't think they did anything. Why? Because that kind of a double entendre back then, that was just not acceptable. So they got absolutely obscenity complaints for that. Oh, yeah, people have lost licenses for less than that. Trust me, it's a very different time. And unfortunately, like I say, Nobles was born, 1910 or whatever, and he had arthritis and other things. And, Hoss Allen very often would do that shift too. And then after a while, by the mid-60s, they were all getting long of tooth. They were taping their shows, but it didn't matter as far as that goes. And, all of them lasted until WLAC pretty much changed formats, like 74. Actually, John Ara retired a little earlier, and then they got Spider Harrison for a year, and John had cancer, so it wasn't good. But they got Spider Harrison, and then a consultant, you need to be top 40 24 hours a day, so they dumped all of the soul. And
it was a shame too, wasn't it?
Well, of course, it broke our hearts, absolutely. But the point was that Randy Wood saw up close and personal that the WLAC was, it's LAC stood for Life and Casualty. It was owned by an insurance company, just like WSM was. We Shield Millions.
You're kidding.
No, they're both.
I like WSM.
Well,
too.
WSM was We Shield Millions. And, you know, a lot of stations are like WRAL. WRAL in Raleigh actually is the only station that owns an insurance company rather than the other way around. But like WBT, Jefferson Pilot, you know, on and on. So insurance companies owning radio stations is not uncommon at all. There were entire chains that did it, and some of them did it pretty well. But anyhow, when Randy saw what was going on, that's when he did the Pat Boone thing, and he took a lot of heat for that. But the reality was that he absolutely was not in any way trying to, position himself to hurt any of those artists. Many of them wrote those songs. They profited. And then he moved to Los Angeles, and that was the deal. So yeah. In fact, Gene Noble's wife wrote Susie Q, the Dale Hawkins and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yeah, so that was Gene Noble's.
I thought Dale, what's his name, the guy who did Susie Q first, I thought he wrote it.
Oh, no, remember, long before that, that record was done by Dale Hawkins, you know, long before Creedence Clearwater.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And Jose Feliciano redid it, too.
Yeah, but so Dale Hawkins didn't write it, no. Eleanor Broadwater did. But anyhow, that's the deal. And, you know, he would all the phrases, you know, he'd do these commercials. The other thing, of course, is the chickens. And of course, you know, I had to order the chickens, Red Top Baby Chicks. And I used to love the commercials because, you know, they talk about Red Top Baby Chicks, 100 baby chicks, $2.99, no cockerels. At this price, sex cannot be guaranteed. And I always wondered who wanted to have sex with a chicken, but that's not what they meant. But, yeah, it was the Reich Poultry Farm.
Crazy.
The Reich Poultry Farm of Pennsylvania. Yeah, Red Top Baby Chicks, 100 Red Top Baby Chicks, 50% guaranteed to be alive at time of delivery. Yeah, so, yeah, he always used to do that. Yeah, good eating from the bottom of my heart, I tell you, this is good eating. Yeah, I love these guys. And I probably told this before, but Hoss Allen was hilarious. Hoss, Autumny the Horseman was what it was, basically. Autumny the Horseman. Well, of course, he used to say, send your name and address. Send your name and address to WLAC. That's spelled WLAC. Your name and address. So some woman sent a name and address. It was a flowered print A-line. She was from Ocala, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, well, he was saying it. Send your name and address. So there you have it. So yeah, that was WLAC. So, and that was Pat Boone went to Belmont. You're a big Pat Boone fan, so you probably should know that.
Well, the only disadvantage I have is I can't see the labels on a record or a CD.
Okay.
So that's how I never knew it.
Right.
That's why I had to ask you about that in the first place.
No, that's fine. No, Belmont is, like I said, it's well known as a great music college. It's also a Christian college. And he and his brother wanted to go to a Christian college, and they were working as day laborers, like digging ditches and stuff, to afford the tuition.
Oh, my God. I didn't think they gave him very much for stuff like that either.
No, that's what they were doing. And, you know, he grew up in Nashville, Pat Boone, on Lone Oak, and it was, you know, they went to David Lipscomb High and all that, which, in fact, at David Lipscomb, that's where Pat Boone met his wife, Shirley Foley, who, of course, was the daughter of country royalty.
I haven't heard enough songs by Red Foley either. I have to check that out.
Well, there's a lot of them. All right. So,
but I have some guilty pleasures.
And I'm ready to hear them.
Okay.
I couldn't believe liking anything would embarrass you no matter what, but let's hear it.
And, okay, I am a rock.
Okay. Simon Garfunkel.
I agree with Fran on Herman and the Hermits.
Which one? Henry VIII?
No, what did she say? Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely
okay,
daughter.
Okay, Mrs. Brown, you have a lovely daughter. Okay.
Okay, Carly Simon, You Belong to Me.
Oh, okay.
And let's see.
I'm thinking Whatever Lola Wants by Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's a classic.
Right, wasn't it?
Okay, that's a classic. I mean, I could understand if you were embarrassed about liking Lola by the Kinks, but whatever Lola wants, what's the problem? All right, but that's your poll. You get to vote.
It's like a narcissist.
Yeah. All right, so Sarah Vaughan it is. Good choices. Thank you.
Okay, and Lola by the Kinks, I'll add to that.
Oh, God. You like that, do you? Okay, well, somebody had to. It sold a lot of copies.
It's amazing because I don't have the record, and I probably won't get it, but I listen to it on the radio, so I don't know whether that counts or not.
Yeah.
And Peter, Paul, and Mary, That's What You Get for Loving Me.
Okay.
I think you know that one.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a Peter, Paul, Mary fan you are.
Yeah, but yeah. All right, well, good deal.
And let's see. Name for me what Siri just named, because I might agree with them. I just don't remember them.
Oh, don't ask me. Carol's going to tabulate them.
Oh, okay. I thought you had them written down.
Some of them I do, and some of them I don't. That's why she's going to tabulate them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good.
And that's it.
Okay, good choices. Yeah, Pat Boone also spent a year in college at UNT, so University of North Texas. So there you go. You can read all about him, I'm sure, or hear all about him. All right, thanks.
Okay, Valerie.
Appreciate it. All right.
And I want you to name all your guilty pleasures.
Well,
today.
You know, most of the time I think I have named all of them. You know, I don't count.
You
in
only that. Named one by.
Well, you know, my favorite is, of course, Alice in Wonderland. Of course, I love. No, I played many of them, including some of the bubblegum songs. So, I'm not shy about admitting this. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, one night I did that for bumpers, my guilty pleasures, and Fran and I were on the same page. A lot of the Anders and Poncia stuff, for instance, Mind Excursion, you know. Who'd want to admit that? All right, so let's see. We've got more votes, do we? All right, so, but before we, well, I don't know. Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello,
Bob. How are you doing?
It's Bourbon A Billy Bob is what
yes.
it really is.
Yes, Bourbon A, yes, and in fact...
I'm a first-time caller, just so you know.
Yeah, no, Carol even gave me a tutorial on pronouncing Bourbon A. So,
well, it used to be Bourbonus, and then we got a French mayor that came into town.
Oh, that's funny.
But it used to be originally Bourbonus. Anyway, this one I like, it's... By Electric Eddie Grant, you know, that did Electric Avenue.
Yeah,
but he had one back with a group in the 60s called Baby Come Back, but I can't remember the name of the group.
The Equals.
Thank you. That's one I like.
Okay.
And then Primrose Lane by Jerry Wallace.
Yes. Okay. Life's a Holiday on Primrose Lane.
Yeah. Smackwater Jack by Carol King.
Okay.
And it's funny that you should mention Pat Boone, because the one I liked that wasn't really a big hit for him was Moody River.
Okay, yeah. I kind of like Speedy Gonzales, I'll admit that, and I laugh with that. And I also like his version of July, You're a Woman. I should never admit that.
Well, you got a good memory. There's some of them ones I ain't never heard them before. Well, I thank you for your time, then.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, I was on Tetragrammaton. I've told that story before. All right, so, yeah, I got thrown out of the car on the PCH by Robert W. Morgan. It's a long story, but hopefully you heard it. Robert and Stickney, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, it's been a little while since I called. I was wondering if you probably knew a little bit more of the background of a guy named Rel Donner.
Well, who doesn't?
He used to Yeah, he was never really an Elvis impersonator, but he just happened to sound like him.
That's absolutely right. And had, She's Everything, and You Don't Know What You Got Till You Lose It, Girl of My Best Friend, and so many, many things.
Right.
Sadly, he died in 1984. It was cancer. And in fact, one of the guys who raised money, not only for his funeral, but to make his life easier, was the late and great, and now I can't hear it, Dick Biondi. Because I remember, I remember getting a call from Dick Biondi early in '84 saying, "Help me publicize this. Raoul doesn't have long to go." So he was born. He was born in Norwood Park, and like everybody, he sang in church as a kid and was on the local TV shows and had had a group in high school, Rockin' Five and the Gents. And he actually, they actually played with Sammy Davis Jr. on some television show, and he was on was on Alan Freed's Big Beat and all that. And then he toured, the Gents toured with the Sparkle Tones, you know, Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones, Black Slacks.
Black Slacks,
And so, Girl of My Best Friend was a cover of an Elvis song, and he did that. The backup group was the Starfires, and then it was our all-time favorite, George Goldner of Gone Records, who picked it up. And then what he did was he had Raoul Donner re-release it on his own without the Starfires, and it became a national hit, and that's really what started. And then You Don't Know What You Got Till You Lose It was his biggest hit.
Oh, yeah.
And that made number four nationally. And then he was on Reprise for a while, and he was on Redbird, and, you know, you had a lot of action. But it really was, you know, those three records, and She's Everything, of course, I like that. But he, in the late in the 1970s, he really didn't have much going on. And I think that This Is Elvis, that film, he was the voiceover narration for Elvis on that. And then here's something real interesting. Robert Plant, who from Led Zeppelin, when he was when he was introduced in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he cited Raoul Donner as one of his influences. You know, Girl of My Best Friend, and you know, all that. These were,
She's To Love Someone was one of my favorites.
I think She's Everything was my favorite one, but I don't know. I liked all three of those, but he did a lot of recording after Gone, like I say, was on Reprise, and then he was on Fontana and on Redbird, and, you know, then some labels that no one in their life has ever heard of. But it really was an early, you know, early to mid 60s brief career.
And also there was a tune that you played in your first hour. It was called I Really Love You or something, and, and it reminded me a little of Billy Stewart's I Do Love You.
Oh, what a wonderful record, of course. Well, everything Billy Stewart did was good, but I Do Love You and Sitting in the Park, which kind of sounds the same. Both of those are just wonderful records.
You'll have to repot yourself and all those.
So many. And such a shame he died so young, or I think we would have heard from more of him. But maybe I'll play his I Do Love You. And actually, Sitting in the Park, which was a great record by him, I also really like by GQ. So maybe I'll play that version. All right.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, too. Okay, you're
good deal. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. So here is the deal. I think I blew the break. And I'm pretty sure I did. And thank God Adam is very nice. But Judy's a first-time caller, and we'll get to her right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Last night at the dance, I met Lori. So lovely and warm, an angel of a girl. Last night I fell in love with Lori. Strange things happen in this world. Pulled her close and said, "Will I see you anymore?" Then suddenly she asked. was very, very cold. I kissed her goodnight at her door and started home. Then thought about my sweater and went right back instead. I knocked at her door and a man appeared. I told why I'd come, then he said, "You're wrong, son, you weren't with my daughter. How can you be so cruel to come to me this way? My Lori left this world on her birthday. She died a year ago today."
So that's the hook there. You don't have too many death songs where she comes back. Yes, a strange force threw me to the graveyard. I stood in the dark. I saw the shadows wave. And then I looked and saw my sweater lying there upon her grave. Dickie Lee didn't actually write it. And that, of course, 1965, was a multi-year later follow-up to Patches, you know, down by the coal yard. Yeah, right. All right, so now we'll find out whether that is going to make anybody's list. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now, we have a first-time caller, if she was kind enough to wait for us, and that is Judy, who is in Park Ridge. Judy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. It's so good to talk to you after losing so much sleep listening to you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry for that. I don't mean to be a sleep robber.
You're so compassionate. Oh, I always feel such a connection to all your callers and you, so thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you did. Don't wait so long next time. All right.
I've had a year. Can I just tell you what this year has been like?
Oh, yeah.
Short as a fan. Started out with me going to melanoma in my ear. Then my husband got a basal.
I got to interrupt you there and say that's really weird because John had that.
Did he really?
Same exact thing, melanoma in the ear.
Yes. Sunburn.
Well, I guess from childhood or something. I don't know. But yes.
They told me.
Yeah. Yeah. So they did the Mohs surgery and all that stuff.
No, I had an actual plastic surgeon doing it. And my husband had basal cell carcinoma.
Right.
He had the Mohs surgery.
Right.
That was in August, and we are still treating it because it's not healing right.
Ooh.
So this was from August. Ooh. At the same time in August, I went in for a hip replacement, a total hip replacement, and whatever the surgeon did with my nerve, I now have foot drop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, something with my nerve, and they can't get it right, even with physical therapy. And I'm going to be really brazen here and ask if you would ask your listeners, some of them, if they've ever had that and if it ever comes back, because I know. Well, okay.
I can tell you that a lot of people have had it because it's very common in strokes. And
in strokes.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have pain?
I have neuropathy in both feet, right. So I always have pain.
Right,
yes.
The neuropathy, but other than that, you don't have like spasticity. Now, spasticity.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So, but when you have it, for people who don't know, it almost feels like your foot would be in a vise, just squeezing.
Yes, exactly. Like I wear a big shoe, and it feels like I'm in a size 5.
Right, and do you still have that?
Oh yes, the neuropathy has been there for like 8 years.
Are you diabetic?
No, I'm not.
Interesting.
But I was taking some strong antibiotics in 2015, and they think that's what caused it.
Well,
flagyl, if I'm going to mention a name.
Oh, I know flagyl. But, yes, I've had all sorts of problems with flagyl. But
you have too.
From the time I was a teenager, flagyl's been around a long time.
A lot of damage.
Yeah, it is not a nice drug, but I'll tell you, I would stay the ones I'd really stay away from in terms of the antibiotics. I'd stay away from anything that's a floxin, because the flox drugs. In fact, that's what Bobby Caldwell died from, reaction to floxin.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's the one that if they try to give you any, like, ciprofloxacin or any of those, just say, I'll pass. Take Cipro.
No, because I did take Cipro.
Well, don't take it again. Well, that's my, you know, by the way, I should also say, I'm just a disc jockey who talks so much. Do not take medical advice from me. I'm just sharing my opinions. But God knows, always check with your own doctor.
Oh, I do. I have enough of them to check with.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
When I got out of the hospital in September, my husband and I both came down with COVID at the same time. And then my daughter was taking care of us, and she got COVID, so her husband came to take care of us. And my husband developed AFib a week later. And then 2 weeks ago today, he got a heart attack.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How is he doing now?
He is doing much better. He had three stents put in.
Okay.
But I'm to the point where one of the songs I'm nominating for your Guilty Pleasures is They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Oh, Napoleon the 14th, of course, yes. I was expecting you to say Goodbye, Cruel World, but okay. They're coming. By the way, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but I truly believe that we have no idea what's in COVID. And when you talk about AFib and heart problems, this is something I hear time and time and time again. So,
do you?
Oh, I can't tell you how much. And suddenly people who've never had a heart problem or a high blood pressure problem, suddenly they're getting erratic heartbeats and they're, you know, what's happening, it's misfiring. Obviously, people don't actually miss heartbeats. But anyway, this is like pretty much shortly after COVID. So I think there's a connection. And again, we don't know what's in that.
No, we don't. We don't know. I don't want to.
Yeah, I know it'll get political, but yes.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just don't trust all the information you get from either side. And
absolutely. Listen. Yes, I wouldn't trust it either.
No. But today I was supposed to get a brace for my foot.
Right.
And my doctor, the one who did the surgery, would not send in my medical notes. They've asked him several times for it, and he hasn't sent them in.
That's very interesting. I wonder if I wonder if there's something he's hiding.
Well, I'm not going to accuse anybody. He's a wonderful surgeon from everybody he's ever done. But somebody dropped the ball in that operating room.
Well, and I think you have the legal right to those notes.
Yes, he
cannot withhold them, and so I'd make it an issue if you don't get them, even if you have to get them yourself and then give them to somebody. That's, I don't like that sound at all.
Yeah, I really want to get them over because they're holding up the. I'm not able to walk right, and this is
of course not. Yeah,
very uncomfortable.
Of course it is, and so you're dealing with orthotics, I assume, for the drop.
Yeah.
Foot. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. AFO, they call it.
Right. There's a ton of things that's out on that because unfortunately that too is a common condition in strokes with some people.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them. So yes, an orthosis. And
I bought them. On Amazon. That's what I'm using now, my $29.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but I think that, you know, going to, someone who specializes in this and customizes it for you is the way to go. So,
Which is what I thought I was picking up today, and then she said, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you won't be able to take it home till we get the notes.
Well, right, because they don't want to be liable for making things worse.
That's right.
You know, they want to know exactly. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry to hear this. And, you know,
isn't that a crazy year?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's another thing that I'm hearing from virtually everybody. Everybody wants 2024 to win. No matter what they think of who won the presidency and all that and what might happen in the future, they're all saying they want 2024 to be over. So, it's certainly been one of those years for a lot of people. So, but I just hate to hear this because, of course, hip replacements have become so commonplace, you'd think that, well, it's just routine. And so I'd want to know what happened there. That's for sure.
Yeah, it was, you know, the hip is working great. I mean, not a complaint,
Good.
You know, but day where everybody was so surprised that I couldn't uncurl my toes and my foot wouldn't raise. So it's a strange thing.
Have they suggested physical therapy yet?
I've had about over 20 sessions.
And it's not making any difference. Yeah, I'm not.
No,
they
said it's the sciatic nerve.
God, I would, just those words would scare me because, of course, that's responsible for just hellish pain from the hip to the toe. That can be horrible.
It was like a sparkler. You know those giant sparklers when we were kids?
Yeah.
4th of July?
Yeah.
When I stood up the first time, it was like one of those was burning from hip to toes, and that lasted 2 weeks.
That was your sciatic nerve, the right, you know, because that's where it is. But
it was hurt.
Yeah, I'll keep looking online to see what I can see, because I know they've done a lot with this, and there's also some various foot exercise, which your physical therapist should have given you as far as that goes.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I do a lot of things at home.
And they also should do that for that vice-like feeling. They have exercises for that, too.
That would be great.
Yeah. You're not alone on that. I wish it was just a couple people, but it is a lot of people.
Well, I know. It's unfortunately you just keep hearing it.
Well, you know, they call it the practice of medicine because they're still practicing. Now, it's unfortunate that they practiced on you, but I think there's an answer here. Somebody's got to come up with it.
That's right. And if I could be of any help to anybody, you know, I'd be happy to do it. You know, it's like you pass this on and hope it doesn't happen to somebody else.
Well, terrific. Yeah. I hope you will stay in touch and keep me posted on what's going on.
I will. And one more nomination,
yes,
although this doesn't apply to the doctor.
Yes.
Short People.
Oh,
Short
God.
People
Randy Newman. Newman. Yes. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good for you. That's perfect. That's the perfect thing to, you know, to mention, because, of course, those are the records that we love but are kind of mortified to let anybody know. So that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And we'll be in touch. Thanks for listening.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you called. All right.
Good to meet
Judy. But yeah, what a shame. But I think there's probably answers to all of it. And medical science just has not gotten there. All right. So what are we doing here? I believe I know what we're doing. We'll be back in moments on WGN Radio. James, doesn't get better than that. 1963 on Chess, I Do Love You. Yeah, and I'll tell you, mid-60s in Miami, that was right after, you know, the first Cuban group of immigrants came in after Castro and all that. And this was like the biggest Cuban Request record. I Do Love You. The only one that rivaled it was I'm Your Puppet, James and Bobby Purify, when that came out. But those two records, single-handedly, it was every Cuban in Miami. And they had good taste, obviously, because I Do Love You is a great, great record. So I'm glad that came up. And I will play Sitting in the Park. I like the GQ. I like Billy Stewart, of course. But the GQ version is really, really, really nice. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Norm is in Florida. How's it going, Norm?
Oh, it's going great, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Loving your show tonight.
Well, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Well, I've got a little treat for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were talking about John R.?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Red Top or John R., WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee. Remember now, they're only $2.95 per 110 baby chicks, plus 50 cents handling, plus COD. Because of this low price, the 110 chicks will be primarily cockerels, no sex or breed guaranteed. Send no money, just your name and address and zip code number to Red Top or to me, John R., WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee. Do it right now and think about that good eating you're going to have on your table when your baby cheeks become frying size. Lip smacking good there, man. All right, let's go with Latimer Brown. He got one that's breaking out crazy like
I love it. I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, well.
Yeah, well, so there's proof. Yes, at this price, sex cannot be guaranteed. And literally, I wondered, who wants to have sex with a chicken? But
yeah, well, you know, I grew up in Western Michigan.
All right.
And our local top 40 station, unfortunately, was a daytime. Well, one was a daytime only.
Right.
And the other one eventually became 24 hours a day. But because of that, I cruised the dial and came across WLAC in the 50s and in the late 50s, and I got exposed to all that good R&B that, you know, you never got to hear up in our part of the country.
Oh, absolutely. Now, where in, what were you, like near Kalamazoo or where?
Near Grand Rapids.
Oh, well, Grand Rapids, all right. So Grand Rapids is famous because, of course, Wood FM, when they were doing Schilke, was tied with one of the first stations ever to be number one as an FM station in the market.
Well, actually, I used to work at WJEF in Grand Rapids, which was 1,000-watt day, 250 night.
Right.
A country, little country, one of the first country stations in that part of the country.
Yeah, but absolutely.
What was very interesting about that is our WJFM, which was our FM station.
They had 500,000 watts.
That's correct.
Yes.
And what was really interesting about that, that was before FM had really caught on.
Yes.
And the phone was ringing all the time for people wanting to buy time on our AM.
Uh-huh.
We gave them the FM because nobody wanted to buy any time on it.
Oh, absolutely. But, no, yeah, that was Fetzer. Yeah.
Yes, and John was a great guy to work for.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I was talking to an old friend tonight about people who are horrible to work for, so I'm glad to have a conversation about someone good to work for.
Well, you're never going to make a whole lot of money, but it was a good, stable company to work for.
Yeah.
And, you know, John had done a lot for communications in this country before that time.
Sure.
And that's why he got that special license to try the 500,000 watts at FM. Which, actually, they still run that much power today. It's the only one in the country that does.
That's terrific, yeah, because they're grandfathered in. Now, Wood used to have 250,000 watts on FM, and but I think they moved and lost it. You would know more than me.
They have. They're not even on the same frequency any longer on FM.
Oh, yeah, so they lost
a whole lot of stuff that went on, as you know, in the radio world.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and there were several that were, like, grandfathered in for 150,000 watts, but most of those, same thing, they moved, and that was it.
Right, yeah. But getting back to the R&B music, the local top 40 station, even up into 1965, if you called in and requested a song, if you called in and asked for Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, they say, oh, we can't play that. That's too R&B.
Oh, no.
That was a real Bible-thumping conservative town.
Was this WERX?
No. Oh, no. WERX was a little more progressive.
Yeah.
This is WLAV.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because I thought ERX, they did play some interesting things, including everything that the Crying Shames put out.
Yeah. Well, you know, John Records Landecker used to work at ERX.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, ERX came on kind of late in the scene. They were on 1530, so they had to be a daytime only because WCKY out of Cincinnati.
Don't go away. Stay right where you are. Sure. We'll talk about that. And right now we'll do the news is what we'll do on WGN Radio. All right, I confess, I didn't bother to get a bumper ready because I was busy doing something else. So that can be fixed very quickly here because I promised we'd have some sitting in the park.
Gonna show, but my darling, I got to go. Nevertheless, I say you got me waiting,
sitting in the park, waiting for you.
Yes, I'm sitting on the bench with my back against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I say you got me waiting,
sitting in the park, waiting for you.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should I?
Of course, but I thought the GQ did a marvelous job in 1980 on Arista with Sitting in the Park. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we're talking with Norm in Florida. We're talking about WLAC, and we're moving right over to WCKY. That's spelled WCKY. So, are you still with me, Norm?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. I remember CKY, they played country late at night. And I'm trying to think, and of course, CKY stood for Covington, Kentucky, but then they moved. But the country show had a Spade Cooley record, I think Steel Guitar Rag as their theme. But one of the things that they sold was tombstones. And, you know, Red Top Baby Chicks, of course. But I don't know any other stations that sold the tombstones. Don't let your mother lay out in the cold another night without a proper marker, right? Tombstone, WCKY, that's spelled WCKY. Yeah, I'd love a tape of that.
Yeah, I wish I had that one.
Yeah, me too. Nobody seems to.
Yeah, I've got a lot of old radio from back in the day. I recorded a bunch back in the day, but I don't have that one.
Yeah, so Fun Radio 1530. The big WERX. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was interesting because, like I say, they came on that frequency. And, of course, in the wintertime, it was a pretty short day up there in Michigan. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, CKY was beating on their door.
Oh, absolutely. Well, did they do a lot of promotions? You know, you could do the record hops or something to keep them out in the market.
You know, not really. LAV, by that time, pretty well had grabbed the market on the AM dial. FM was coming alive. GRD FM was very strong, still is up there, I think.
Okay.
But ERX was, they were out there, but they never became a real powerhouse. You know, they weren't, I think they were like no more than 1,000 watts, I don't think, during the day. And like I say, up there, especially in the wintertime, it was after 9 o'clock before the CKY quit walking on them.
Oh, absolutely.
And by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, CKY was walking on them again.
Exactly. No, 100%. That was the problem with the daytimers. Yeah, rundown at sundown, only sundown came earlier and earlier.
On the other hand, in the summertime, it was a pretty long day.
Right. True.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was interesting. But, you know, AM radio, as I said before, to me, that stands for absolutely magic.
Yeah.
Because there's so much neat stuff out there. Even today, you gotta you got to work a little harder to find those little gems that are out there. But there are still some out there. I was listening last night going across the dial and got on to 880, just happened to wind up at that spot. And, of course, WCBS, I don't know what the new call letters are. I know they just changed them. But anyway, New York City 880 was coming in.
Yeah.
And I could hear something in the background, turned my antenna 90 degrees. And KRVN out of Lexington, Nebraska was blasting in like I was sitting there.
Yes. No, KRVN, absolutely. That does very well in the upper Midwest and the West. You betcha. And
it's amazing that it made it down to Florida.
Yeah, it's a farmers cooperative. Well, you know, lately I've noticed a lot of DXing stuff that's just been wonderful. And it's funny, last month I was driving on a Friday night when they do a replay of my Monday night trivia, and I actually heard myself. And WGN is not necessarily a great find in Arizona. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, isn't there 720 in Las Vegas?
Not anymore. See, remember, remember that was the Audacity problem. They obviously sold their tower site because they loved the money. And then there was a consulting engineer in D.C. who came up with a triplex for them, but ultimately they decided, oh, the hell with it, and they just signed it off.
Yeah, well, that's just like WIBC in Indianapolis.
Oh, I know, property I know.
And what a loss that was! A loss. That was a good radio station.
It was, because of course I was there, you know. So
yeah,
you know, part of my history, and I was very sad about that. But of course, to me, when they left their address, you know, there at oh gosh, now I can't even think of it. I used to know it by heart. But anyway, downtown almost, it was across from the Stouffer's. Why can't I think of it? But anyhow, yeah, when they started to move, that was kind of it for me. But yeah. It's a lot of, you know, 890 in St. George is still on the air, but I keep wondering when that'll sign off.
Uh-huh. Of course, 890 here. I get a choice between Cuba or WLS.
Right, exactly. Well, where in Florida are you?
I'm south side of Tampa Bay, which is Bradenton.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so we talking about being glad to be done with 2024. We had fun with three hurricanes this summer, so I'm real happy to be done with 2024.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said that was a 100-year storm, and I hope so, because I won't be here for the next one.
Well, you're right. No, my condolences to having to go through that. But, yeah. Yeah, Tampa was an interesting little market, too. Now, I don't know if you were down there in the 60s. But, you know,
I actually came here in 69, and so
okay.
WLCY was the big dog in town.
Was WALT?
WALT.
Yeah, ALT. ALT was still doing something. All right, yeah.
They were. Walt was still a good radio station at that time.
No, absolutely. That's why I mentioned it. They never got the due they deserved on that. Not that LCY was bad, but yeah. Now, the other thing about...
LCY reminded me a lot of WLAV there in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
It had the same sound to it.
Yeah.
And engineering-wise, there was room for a little improvement in the signal as far as fidelity went.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, from DXing, you were in an interesting position because at Radio 800, you could hear Bon Air, of course.
Oh, yeah, they used to come in well. I used to get them up in Michigan.
Right, and they used to be, they used to have Top 40. And so I liked them. And then, of course, turn your radio the other way, and you're getting CK.
CKLW. Right. And, of course, CKLW doesn't put the signal out that they used to anymore.
No,
They're trying to serve Canada and not the U.S. And, boy, you can tell it. I go to Michigan in the summertime, and CKLW is still a tough copy.
Right. Absolutely.
One of the
problems with a lot of these AMs is they don't keep their ground systems up.
Well, people are still the copper.
Well, you know, but I mean... Yes,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, no, and I know they're still...
Believe me, I do.
Yeah, man, I know they're still in the copper, trust me. But, that's interesting stuff. So,
yeah, it's interesting down here in Florida... The conductivity of the earth is so much different than it was where I lived up in Michigan.
Yes.
And basically, you could draw a line from like I-96 south or I-96 north, and there was a tremendous difference in conductivity.
Right.
So daytime ground wave coverage I don't care if you had 5,000 watts. You didn't go very far
right.
during the day up in Michigan.
Right.
Unless you were down. Now, Kalamazoo, WKZO, right. they cover the earth. That thing gets out all the way into Iowa, and
right.
it gets all the way over into, well, into Ohio.
You know, I've never been to their tower site. Is it near a swamp?
It is. It's right okay. down along the Kalamazoo
right.
River, and it's very swampy.
Yeah, that's what it would have to be.
That has a lot to do with it.
Oh, sure.
But also, WOOD,
yeah.
which is only probably, and I talked AM now, 1300.
Right.
And that's probably no more than 30 miles north of the Kalamazoo site.
Right.
And good luck getting them 50 miles from the station.
Yeah, no, it makes all the difference in the world. The third 800 that you could get, but it was rare, was X-Rock in Juarez.
Yeah, I never got them up in Michigan.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you were sitting there in Florida, those were the three. You really had, and not every night, obviously, but, you know, those were, the 800 was like this magical position that you could get any of the three, not on any given night, but on some nights. So, yeah.
And the stations I used to get out of Miami, rock stations, of course, it was FUN I used to get pretty well here, and QAM both.
Well, it's interesting you got FUN because that was a tortured signal, to say the least. It was.
It was. Yeah. It didn't cover Miami very well.
No, it didn't. Exactly. And, you know, I worked at QAM, so I liked that 560. But I'll tell you, when Mikey Harvey was at WFUN, I liked his music better. He'd play beach music. And, of course, you know, at QAM, they said, that's good. Have him keep doing that. But I'm like, but I loved it. But, yeah, they created that 790 in about 1960, and you know, they moved the 800, and then it was a three-way swap was involved in that.
Didn't that used to be like WMBM or something?
Well,
like that?
MBM, yes. Actually, that was the 1220. There were 800, 1220. There were a bunch of things involved in that. MBM and MET. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the station that amazed me when it went away was, not that I liked what they programmed, was 710 WGBF.
Yes.
Gone.
Oh, I know.
And it's been gone for a long time.
And it's sad because, of course, when George B. Storer owned it, it was just a beautiful facility. They built that building on Brickell that was just beautiful, and their headquarters in Bay Harbor Islands were magnificent, I thought. They tore that down to both of those buildings are gone. Not that stations are necessarily reflected in their buildings. Obviously, some of the best ones are in dumps, but George B. Storer did everything first class. Now, unfortunately, I remember very well the stories where George B. Storer, you know, he sold Northeast Airlines, he merged that with Delta for less than the value of the hardware. But he sold Wibbage on the golf course, came back, told the board of directors, and they said, but George, it was your only profit center. So that was George, but made an awful lot of money in, you know, and his grandfather too, and all that, in oil in Toledo. And so, and they had a whole big thing in Wyoming. But yeah, GBS was pure class as far as that facility. And their morning man forever was Arnie Warren.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, talking about 710, John Gambling, that used to be on WOR, was a good friend of mine.
Oh,
he moved
course.
Down here to Florida. And he had some great stories about all that went on at OR.
I'll bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, his dad had started, then he did it, and then he retired. His son took it over.
Right. So, yeah, right. So you're talking about John A. Gambling, the guy who
Yes,
was,
sir.
Yeah, okay.
Or yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, great stuff. I hope you'll call me again soon.
Oh, I will. And just for the interest, you know, you're right about promoting the Sea Crane radios, because they do make a good radio.
Yeah.
And I will encourage your listeners that love to do AM. It's really fun to go fishing late at night and cruise across that dial to weird places, turn that thing one way or the other because it has a good directional antenna, and you'll be amazed at what fun things you'll find on the radio.
No, that's great advice, and I agree. Now, the one thing I will say is for all of us who are diehard DXers, the reality is, even though Bob Crane has done a marvelous job, we're talking basically about digital, even when they're slide rule dial radios. And when you have some of those old analog radios, man, you just can't beat them. But there's fewer and fewer of them left, and as far as the stuff made today, I'd go with Bob any day of the week.
Yeah, well, that's the way I feel, too. My radio for most of the time is my Zenith Royal 500 that
yes.
I bought in 1962.
Yes.
And it'll outperform anything out there made today. But
well, you know, that was my that was my favorite series, Zenith Royal, and the 265s and 275s, 285s, all that. Yes, and the 500s.
Oh, yeah, but that 500, you know,
yeah.
in 1962
yeah.
was $60.
I know.
It was $60 just for the radio, and if you wanted batteries and a leather case and earphone, you had to pay more.
Yeah, but not much.
Think about that in today's money.
Oh, I believe me. I know. I know.
So, you know, it was a lot of money, but here we are 60 years later, and the doggone thing is still working perfect with every original component, so I guess
wonderful.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. I loved that series. I got the leather case. All right. Yeah, but now look, I just looked at this on eBay. Vintage Royal 500, $99.99 on eBay. Whoa.
The one you want, if the one you want is the oval speaker one. It's a Royal 500H.
Okay. Yes.
And that's the far superior, absolutely the best one they ever made.
Well,
for a multitude of reasons.
eBay has it for $225 right now.
Well, you can do it for less than that.
Yeah, but I mean, so they are reasonably affordable if you want to look. Yeah,
they are, and when they're in tune, they're unbeatable.
Yeah.
The fidelity is phenomenal on that oval speaker one.
Yeah,
what they did, there was a lot of engineering that went into that radio. It's a 3x5 speaker in that compact radio.
Yeah,
and it has an off-center voice coil in the speaker, which means there's no resonant point. And so it's very transparent, good fidelity, amazing for a pocketable radio.
Right, right. Yeah,
And
this one, even though it's $225, which is high, but it's great. It's in like pristine condition. It's got the original case, not the leather case, but that case it came in, and all the other stuff. It's just and the operation guide. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that radio came with 4 IF stages.
Yes.
Most only have 2. And so the selectivity is phenomenal. You can really pull out adjacent channel stations without a problem. You know, if you got a strong station on an adjacent channel, you can get past it with that radio that most other radios will not do.
Well, that's terrific. So. Yeah, I'm kind of jonesing after this, so I don't know. All right, good deal. Thanks for calling.
Could you do this? Could you put me back to John, because I want to share one of those with you, and I need to give him some information.
Okay, great. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Good to... Oh, no. I just hung up on Norm. How did I do that? I was trying to put him on hold. Norm, call back right now, right this minute. How did I do that? Well, actually, what it is the phone system used to work the other way, where hold was where off is and off is where hold is. So, Norm, call back. 888-876-5593. Yes, come back, Norm. All right, hopefully he will. But in the meantime, oh, man, we're going to go through some votes here. I don't want to waste that. And I hope the night will not end before we get the entire story of Johnny D's cousin's memorial, because that is a soap opera. But, you know, I'm starting to think that if it does, I know tomorrow night he has to talk quietly because his grandson is there and Becky is with him. But if we don't get it tonight, we're going to get it tomorrow night, I hope, right here on WGN Radio.
Gonna get along without you now. My honey, gonna get along without you now. You told me I was the neatest thing. You even asked me to wear your ring. Then you ran around with every girl in town. You never cared if it got me down. Gonna get along without you now. My honey, gonna get along without you now.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's one of my guilty pleasures. I don't think you can beat it. I really don't. I think, yeah, right. Yeah, I even like the Skeeter Davis version.
Ooh,
So, yeah, I've outed myself. I'm not sure you can top it. All right, so let's see if we can quickly get some votes here. Is Jim in Richmond still with us? Are you awake, Jim?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, well, thank you. Give me your votes.
Can I say that your very first caller and her first four songs, can I double that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and I think I actually even wrote those down. So, yes, you can.
And number two,
yeah.
Can you say, take a letter, Maria?
Okay, sure. Now, see, I wouldn't be embarrassed to like that. R.B. Greaves?
In high school, in English class, they said you have to pick a song and describe what was happening. And I picked that song, and I gave my opinion, and I got an A.
Oh, that's great.
And
there was some, when that came out, and that was around 76 or so, but there was some political scandal where someone had hired somebody as a secretary and she couldn't type. I don't remember who it was, but I mean, I always thought that was a hoot when that song came out, but I can't remember who the woman was or the politician.
Right, and it was the fact that his wife was cheating on him, and he turned to his secretary and said, you know, we can match up, but it's not right now.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a second song, but I was, and there's a song that I used to sing to my sons, and it was by the Beach Boys, and it was, I've been waiting so long.
I know. It's a wonder you're awake. I know.
Right. And it was, there's a story about my baby and how I love her. So there's no other, like I love my, and I was hoping you could figure that one out.
You think it's the Beach Boys?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
There's no other like my baby.
Okay. All right. I didn't think of the Beach Boys, but maybe it is. All right.
Yeah, and
that's
I used
the song.
To,
see, I only know that there's no other like my baby. The Crystals. That's the Crystals did it, but the Beach Boys did it like on an album cut. That's really frightening.
Yes, and the fact is when my son was born, my wife could not calm him down. And then I would get up in the middle of the night and I would sing him that song and he would totally calm down.
Wow. I found it. It's on an album called Beach Boys Party. Oh my God. That's frightening.
Can you play that?
I could. I'll play it as our next bumper.
Right. And number two, I had so much I wanted to talk to you about tonight, but it's, been a while. And
well, there's tomorrow night. I got 2 hours.
Right. And,
Well, if you make a deal, I'll take you first if you call tomorrow. We only have 2 hours, so it'd be in the second hour.
Right. And then I went to the, remember I told you they lost my urine sample?
Oh, God. Well, it was easy enough to give them another one.
Right. I went there today. I walked in there holding my white cane, and I said, hi, I'm here to give my deposit to the bank.
Yeah, right.
And they laughed. They had my urine sample ready, and I was frustrated because they already had the results of all the blood tests they took. And I went there to get my A1C to take to the doctor on Friday. And then we went shopping, and we did all our grocery shopping today instead of Friday because of the snow that we're supposed to get.
Right.
And we got home, and I had my friend read the whole report, and there was no A1C.
They didn't do one?
No, they probably did one, but they didn't give me the results.
Well,
so I
crazy.
I was so frustrated that I called back, and they were closed for the day.
Aww.
And I am so frustrated because of the fact that the whole emphasis of seeing, I know the doctor was retiring next Friday, and I wanted to get this done so I didn't have to go to the diabetic doctor on Friday and have to find the lab on the lower floors, that we would get the A1C before I went there. And I am so ticked off at what was going on. And when I called back, they were closed. So I am frustrated about that.
Yes.
And
all right.
And I'm, you know, I wanted to talk to you about another thing, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, if you think of it, like I say, we'll do it tomorrow night.
And I, and Cindy.
Yes.
And Cindy, she said they have to move her hot water heater to get to her furnace.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to tell Cindy that there is a rod, I think it's called an anodized rod that goes into her in her hot water tank. And what happened to me a year ago was the rod was totally destroyed. Mm-hmm. And once that rod is destroyed from all the sediments that go through your hot water tank, and that's caused my hot water tank to go out. And I thank my whole family because they got together and bought me a whole new water tank. I'm telling her if they take the tank out, they have to drain it to put in her new furnace. I recommend she gets a new furnace because it will be more efficient. And Cindy, if they, I recommend she gets a new furnace, that she, when she takes the hot water tank out, they have to drain it, that they take the rain out, the rod out and look at it. And if it's totally destroyed, I recommend what you said, that she should get a, you know,
a tankless.
Tankless.
Yeah.
Because that is the most efficient because they, you know, the gas doesn't go through the tank until she uses it.
Right.
And I hope she, you know, goes with that.
Yeah.
And the way she talks, she can totally afford it.
Yeah.
And I think she should replace the furnace and replace the water tank.
I agree. And I think she's going to, but I have a feeling she might not go with tankless, but I hope she revisits that because it's the best deal.
Right. And I hope she's still awake and listen to what I request.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you. Thank you. We will talk to you maybe tomorrow night.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. And appreciate it, Jim.
And if you don't talk to me tomorrow night, Merry Christmas.
Well, right. But we'll be here Monday. So it's a short show. But I think we got a couple hours Monday, and I'm looking forward to it. Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I'm crushed that we're not on Christmas Eve or a Christmas night this year, but they're doing special programming on WGN and have preempted me. But, you know, you get to hear Dusty Rhodes, so that's not bad at all. All right, so we got some votes. Elizabeth in Rock Falls, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What's up?
Well, I have four guilty pleasures, if
okay.
you have time for them.
Okay.
And this one you probably couldn't play in the Bible Belt. I recall A Gypsy Woman.
Oh, sure.
Don Williams.
Gypsy Woman?
Yeah.
Sure.
The name of it is I Recall
A Gypsy Woman. Oh, I Recall A Gypsy Woman. I don't know about this record.
I just love his voice. And then there's a harmonica that plays in that song, too, that I really like.
All right. So now you like the Don Williams version of it, not the B.J. Thomas? Okay, Don. And Tommy Cash did it, too. All right, so, Yeah.
I just love Don. Don Williams. He's the most soothing voice.
Yeah. Okay. I recall a gypsy woman, Don Williams. Consider it on.
Queen of the Silver Dollar.
Oh,
by David Sugar.
You didn't like the original, huh?
No, I like David Sugar.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right. A wine glass is her scepter and the bar stool is her throne.
Yeah. It's just catchy song.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I loved Queen of the Silver Dollar. So you betcha. Not the Dave and Sugar version, but that's fine. It's your vote.
Okay. The next one, I know you don't like ABBA, but I like their song Move On. Do you know that one?
I don't know. No, I don't. But I admit, I've only been exposed to the hits and Run Screaming, so I don't know.
Well, this one just has a good message about the will to stay alive and appreciate life and treasure every moment. And I don't know. I just like the lyrics of it and the way it's arranged. I don't like the very end of it, but I like the first part.
Okay. All right.
And then their other song, Adante, Adante. I like that one for some reason.
Okay. Excellent. Good choices.
Do you know what
Adante means? What means?
Do you know what Adante means?
Adante?
Yeah.
In what? It means walking, I think, or adding.
It means... In this song, it means go slow.
I was trying, Adante, walking, I know, is an Italian version, but so go slow. I just looked it up. It says the meaning of andante, not Adante, but andante, A-N-D-A-N-T-E, is moderately slow. It's a direction in music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, andante. Right. All right, moderately slow. Okay. Well, Adante means walking. All right.
And Chubbs, Mr. Chubbs,
yes,
likes anything Rachmaninoff for some reason.
Really?
He'll wake up if he's been sleeping and he'll turn his head, you know.
Like, really? Oh, that is interesting. I'm not 100% sure what it means, but it's fascinating.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
And one more thing. You were talking about a funeral.
Yeah.
I saw on television today that a new funeral home was opening, and the son wants to be a party planner for the dead.
All right, then. All right, then. Well, you know, they talk about pre-need and all that kind of stuff and planning, I guess. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
A party planner. Yeah, well, I guess I won't be looking at his LinkedIn profile.
What kind of booze do you want and all that kind of
stuff? Oh, I'm sure. No, I'm sure there'll be a theme, too. Are you kidding me? Yeah, well, you know, I like the, and I don't remember if it was California or Florida, but they had a drive-through funeral thing.
Well, we did here during COVID, really.
Well, that's probably true, but yeah, it was a drive-through just like you were ordering food and you could see the dead one in the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they did here.
Jeez.
During COVID.
Jeez.
The day window and you just drove past.
Oh, jeez. Oh, just wrong on every level. All right. Well, good deal. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Yeah. So yes, indeed. 888-876-5593. We'll do this, and then hopefully we will get the rest of your votes. And if not, again, there's tomorrow night and Johnny D, maybe, but that's going to be a long story. All right. On WGN Radio.
There's a story I want you to know. About my baby and how I love her so. Oh, there's no other like my baby. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, oh, there's no other. Don't mean baby. Oh, no, no, no.
How about the food?
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay, it does take a lot of courage to admit that you like that. That is the Beach Boy, There's No Other, 1965 on Capitol. It was on a 45. It was the flip side of Alley Oop. I don't know which was worse. So, Johnny D, all right, let's see if we can get the story in. Have you waited? No, Johnny D's gone. Made the same decision and went to sleep. Hopefully tomorrow night we will hear his whole story. So, Valerie in Warrenville, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, dear.
All right, so we have votes, do we?
Yes.
And they are?
Well, top off the bat is Wreck of Evans Fitzgerald.
Oh, God. Okay, good.
Then Wildfire.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Then The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, excellent.
And, no, that's the wrong page. Where'd it go? Lonesome Blue?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, these are your votes. That's all right. You're willing to admit it. I'm a little nauseous, but that's fine.
and where did it? Man, where'd it go?
You should be writing these things down.
Yeah, well, I'm flipping between the pages of the worst and where did I put my sweet. No, not that one. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Sending the Clowns and One Tin Soldier.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've got more, but you don't have time.
Oh, so, no, believe me, I've got another 4 minutes if you really do.
Okay, yeah. Frankie Valli, Let Me Love You, Baby.
I don't know that song. Was that a hit?
Kisses Ballad Beth.
What?
Queen's Princess of the Universe.
Okay.
Genesis Trick of the Tail.
Uh-huh.
Music Box Dancer.
Frank Mills, oh God.
Yeah. Let's see, I said Send the Clowns. Did I say One Tin Soldier?
Yeah, I think you did. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Okay.
My Downtown.
Which Downtown?
Downtown.
The Pet Clark song?
Yep.
Okay. Why? But hey, I wouldn't be embarrassed to admit I like Downtown. I don't particularly, yeah. But if I did, I wouldn't be the least bit embarrassed to admit it.
Well, trying to actually find someone who likes that song in my circle? No.
Really? All right.
Okay. Angel Eyes by Jeff Healey.
Uh-huh.
And Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, God. All right, the Eagles.
Yeah. Come Monday by Buffett.
Okay.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Okay.
And that is all of my current guilty pleasures.
Well, very good. I appreciate the list.
And hopefully I didn't add, like 10 of them to the bottom of the list.
Well, you know, it's as I say, it's very difficult, and I'm hoping more people will vote in the next few nights because we've gotten so many votes, but we don't have enough to do any type of a top 10. So I'm hoping that everybody will, share their thoughts. Otherwise, I guess I'll just be reading the list alphabetically. I don't know.
Okay, so I will go through
the whatever. All right. Very good.
I will go through the downloads and see if I want to second anything.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. So, we'll continue certainly tomorrow and after that as well. We were going to reveal them on Monday. I don't think we can. Then I thought, we'll stop voting on Monday. I don't think we will. Hey, this is your poll. You guys wanted to do this, so please be active and vote. So tomorrow night we're delayed by an hour because of the Blackhawks, but that means we have 2 hours for you to vote and for us to hear Johnny D's story about the funeral and his old girlfriend. And he's going to be first because that is going to be a soap opera. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. A lot of you did tonight. It made the show a pleasure to do. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.